John chapter 14, verse 27. Now I'm telling you, God says some things about you, about your situation, about your finances, about your body, the health of your body. He also says some things about your peace. Listen to what Jesus said. Now I'm telling you, I would not give nothing for my peace. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. I don't know how in the world people in the world live without the peace of God. Where they do that at? Not up in here. Amen. We got peace. Amen. I'm telling you, peace of mind in the midst of the storm. Boy, I'm telling you, I know me and my family, we done been in some situations, man. Boy, I'm telling you, you take hold of the word and you don't let go. Amen. God, you said that you always called me to triumph. And I'm telling you, the peace of God just rests upon you. I mean, even though it's chaos going around in your life, it could be chaos on your job, chaos. I mean, it could be all kind of stuff. Oh, but I tell you what, he always causes me to triumph. Amen. I'm good. We'll never be put to shame. Amen. He makes my crooked path straight. Glory to God. I mean, beautiful situations. Amen. I confess that. Lord, I think we have beautiful situations. Amen. So Jesus said, peace I leave with you. I could just shout right there on there right there. Peace I leave with you. Now listen to it. He said, my peace. Just like we got his faith, we got his peace. Amen. He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Man, I'm telling you, we don't have to walk in fear. We don't have to walk in fear. We don't have to walk with our heart being troubled. I'm telling you, when bills show up and money problems show up, you straighten your backbone and you get a word in your mouth. Amen. When trouble shows up on your job, trouble shows up in your marriage, trouble shows up in your kids, you straighten your backbone up and you get a word in your mouth. Why? Because God has said something about your situation. He said something about it. Amen. Amen. Now listen, God also empowered and authorized us to speak just like him. Now let's look at it. Just turn to Mark 11, 23. That's probably my favorite scripture of the whole entire Bible. Say amen when you have it. Now listen what it says. Jesus said in verse 22 at the end of it, he said, have faith in God, have God's faith. Amen. He said, for verily I say unto you. Now we gotta slow it down, pump it brakes just a little bit and see what he's saying. He said, for verily I say unto you, one of the strongest English words that you can use. Verily I say unto you. What does that word mean, verily? In the Hebrew, it means amen. Amen. What does amen mean? So be it. It's done. Amen. Verily also means, it means surely. It means trustworthy, truly, of a truth. Amen. Other translation, it says, Jesus says in the Amplified and the Holy, he said, I assure you. That's the one I like. He's, I assure you. What does assure mean? To dispel any doubt whatsoever. Jesus said, what I'm about to say, I want to dispel any doubt. I assure you. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus said, what I'm about to tell you, you can take this to the bank. It's going to happen. If you do it like I tell you to do it, it will happen every time. We should never go without an unanswered prayer. Ever. We should be confident enough to know that God will answer every prayer that we have. Amen. And I'm telling you, we need to come to him with some prayer. Amen. Come to him. Amen. Amen. Let's read. The basic English Bible and the literate translation says, truly, I say unto you. Truly just means to the fullest degree. What I'm about to say, I want you to understand that you can believe it to the fullest degree possible. Amen. The New King James, he says, for assuredly I say. The New Living Translation says, I tell you the truth. And the Message Bible says, it's good as done. So what Jesus is about to say is good as done. Amen. Now watch what we say. Mark 11, 23. He says, as a matter of fact, let me go to the whole. I want to read this out the whole. Jesus said, I assure you, if anyone says to this mountain. Now, we got to understand, we got something that we're getting ready to say something to. Amen. Amen. Now the Father God, Jesus himself, the Godhead said, we just went through the scriptures and we established the fact that when he says something, it has to happen. Now, he told us that if we say, what's going to happen? He says, anyone says to this mountain, in our case, it was a house. Amen. And I put it like that. I said, if Therese and Natoya says to this house, amen. In your case, it could be a vehicle. If Miss Lucy wanted her a Bentley, Miss Lucy said, I say to this Bentley, amen. Amen. AJ may want him a hoverboard. If I say to this hoverboard, amen. Brother Joy may want a station wagon. I say to this station wagon, amen. Amen. Brother Sharon might want a tricycle. I say to this tricycle, amen. Sit down. I'm just playing. Amen. What you about to speak to? What are you getting ready to speak to? Now, we see throughout the scripture, God spoke to whatever he wanted to happen. He spoke something. And we see that whatever he speaks to, it happens. So he said to us, he said, I assure you, if anybody says to this mountain, or if I can't say it to this house, you know, my family, we sit down, we agree, we're teaching the kids how to operate the faith. We said, we're all going to agree as a family on our new truck, what kind of truck we want. We all prayed and we agreed together. Paris asked every day, Daddy, where is the Lincoln at? I said, Paris, we already got it. Well, where is it? I said, girl. I'm like, Lord, you do hear that now. I'm just saying. We got it now. Amen. It's ours. It's as good as ours. Amen. I use that example. If Therese and Natoya says today, new 2018-19 or whatever, I said, Lord, whatever the year it is, I get it. That's the year I want it. Amen. If it's 2019 when it manifests, that's the year I want it. Amen. If Therese and Natoya says today, new Lincoln Navigator, what am I going to say to it? Now, he said to the mountain, you know, be removed and throw yourself into the sea. What am I going to say to that Lincoln Navigator? Come into my possession. And money you come to pay for it. Amen. What are you going to say about your situation? Leg, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be made right. Anybody got one of them toenails is kind of thick? You know what I'm saying? It's real thick, you know, we got some crust all up. Toenail! Be made right in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm serious. Amen. What you going to speak to? Need a new roof on your house. Roof! Money for this roof. You coming to my possession right now. Now listen to what he said. When you say something, the Bible says, when you say it, don't doubt in your heart. What happened? What happened to the disciples? The man came, he said, Jesus, I tried to get your disciples to cast this demon out of my son, but they couldn't do it. You know, he's still throwing himself down and he's trying to drown himself and throw himself to the front. Jesus said, because of their unbelief. What Jesus went to his hometown, and the Bible said he just laid hands on a few sick folk. He could do no mighty works. Why? Because of their unbelief. The Bible says, do not doubt in your heart. I'm telling you, you got to believe that. We just went through it. You got to meditate it. We just went through it. When God says something, you can take it to the bank. Listen to what I'm saying. It will work every time. Yeah.